Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Bobby Lee Part 4 episode. My favorite part of the interview was talking about my poo breath. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. One. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Part 4 of Bobby.
No. Start from the.
Welcome to the Stevie Weeby Show. Part 4 is my brother Bobby Lee. Okay. It's so good seeing you, man. It's been so long. I haven't seen you in like 5 years.
I saw you last week.
I haven't seen you in a while.
When's the last time?
By the way.
There's no headphone?
No.
I need a headphone.
No, we don't. We just do old school. This is.
You've never had a headphone?
No. She has had. I mean, my.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, everything's good. I wanted to compliment you.
Can I say something first?
What?
Online, people have been saying. You know who's funny? Steve's brother. People have been calling me Steve's brother. Everywhere, every comment.
No.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
What's his name? Steve's brother? We don't even know my name anymore.
No, it's a joke.
What is it?
On Scissor Bros,
we
did a whole joke of, like, we did a call to action. Because my whole life, I've always been known as Bobby's little brother. So it's just a joke.
Hey, can I get a stand or no?
What do you mean?
Like a mic stand? Like
No, you have to.
I have to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been killing it lately.
Okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to compliment you and tell you how proud I was. I mean, you've come a long way. I mean, you have a beautiful house. Is that your dream house that you've always wanted to move to?
It's a house. You know, everyone needs to live in a house. And, you know, I'm not Sebastian Maniscalco or some of these big timers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, I found a house that I could afford. Mm-hmm. And we moved in there. It's great. It's been great for the dogs.
Yeah.
And I like your house.
No, you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I've always loved your house.
Why?
Because it.
Break it down. I love it when people talk about it.
You ever see Barton Fink?
Is that a?
You ever see Barton Fink?
Is that David Lynch movie?
No. Okay. It's a Coen Brothers.
It's a Coen Brothers. Sorry.
It's like 1950s.
Yeah.
Like it's wet.
So this is a 50s.
No,
wet?
It looks like when you walk in it, it feels like the walls are sweating.
Oh.
Old.
How long do you think I've been lived
it
here?
Smells.
What is it? Hold on. Describe the smell.
Okay, so you know what it smells like?
Yeah. Break it down.
Remember in Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
The school that she went to?
Yeah, the music. Yeah.
The janitor?
Oh, no, the janitor
that lives in the cellar?
The basement down below?
That's what it smells
like.
That's what it smells like.
It does?
Yeah, like a janitor's, you know what I mean?
No, did you always think I was going to die in here? Like, live here? Because I've been here 18
years.
I've
had nightmares.
No, tell me about it.
Because sometimes, like, I'll call you at 11 p.m. Where are you? Text me back. Because your phone goes straight to voicemail.
Do not disturb.
Never it rings? You can never let anyone ring it? Never. All right? So
always on do not
so
disturb.
So in order to talk to my brother, right, you have to text him, call me. Because it's only a one-way street.
I have the control.
You need the control. Even with me.
I have the control with everybody.
All right, anyway.
Do not disturb.
Right, but sometimes I'll say, call me. And you won't call me back.
I always do. That's
not true.
No.
Sometimes you're asleep.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, really?
True.
How about that one time when me and Dylan were playing on Warzone, and I texted you 20 times. You never called me back. And then the next day you go, "Oh, I was sleeping from yesterday."
I know.
So what I'm saying is that
know.
So I have these nightmares that, like, when I text you and I say,
wait, wait, you have nightmares of like, well, tell
me I'm gonna be with a police officer,
like breaking in,
and just you have to break it
in my cold body,
not just your cold, naked body, right, flat down, right. I'm being real.
Okay.
One hand, right?
Yeah.
Is your tobacco pouches, your nicotine pouches, right?
You want one with me?
No.
Okay.
What is that?
Copenhagen long cut.
Oh, you're going back?
Yeah.
Oh no.
You know the reason? Because I went to a wedding.
What?
I went to a wedding. I went to a wedding over the weekend.
Can I finish?
In Ohio. Wait. Go ahead. Sorry. You're my older brother.
Go ahead. No, I'm Steve's brother.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then the other hand is a controller. Right, and then you can hear, and your headphones, you can hear somebody from the headphones going, Steve, you know what I mean? Where are you? You know, you're drop in, you know what I mean?
Rebirth Island.
Yeah, Rebirth Island, completely naked with the thing like this, and dead. And for an hour, they've been going, Steve, where are you? You keep landing in the ocean, right?
Oh.
And then you're dead, and I have to do the check your
pulse.
And then, you know what I would do after that?
Yeah.
I would weep deeply.
Oh, you really thought about
that. Yeah,
this.
I'd go like this. You know, like. You know, that kind of weep. You know what I mean? Just tears screaming, just coming out of my eyes. And then officers, I'm trembling. Officers trying to hold my body.
Yeah.
Right, and it's like, how did he die? And you probably choked on like that, right? But you also had one of those nicotine pouches.
Velo,
and yeah. Just got stuck in your throat. And then I would call mom.
What would let's
mom?
Let's go down that road.
So yeah,
what would that phone call be?
I'm doing it right now.
I'll do mom.
You know?
Songu, 잘 있었어요?
What's so funny? I just said that you were dead. What's so funny?
Oh, that's horrific.
And my mom going,
oh,
All right. And then.
So translation, then, he's dead. Yeah. He's dead.
So then straight from here, I would probably go to the local bar.
Bob, let me tell you something. If that were to happen, which it won't. I would want you to just continue living your life. And
no, shut the fuck up. There's no other.
You're telling me if I were to pass away, you would relapse?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that would stop me. There's no. That book would not stop me.
I want to talk about that day, Dad.
Why?
Dad passed. No, because I want to know. Because we haven't talked about it. Like,
yes, we have.
What were you?
Let's segue into it. Don't go right into
death. Okay. I like it.
Oh, we already talking about death.
I talk about death a lot.
Why?
Because it's an inevitable
thing. You're
only
47. 46?
Edit that out.
Why?
I can't believe I'm that old.
Yeah, don't edit that out.
Yeah, don't edit that
be
out.
Be real.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt like I'm good to go. I think 40 years on this planet is good enough. Don't you think?
No. You know what I've been doing?
Because, no. I saw these two Korean men in In-N-Out, right? And they're wearing the polo shirts. And it reminded me of Dad. They're like just walking around. You know? I was looking at their faces. I'm like, I don't want to make it to that age. I'm going to look like that.
No, you're not.
No, they're like, you know.
Yeah, but you're not going to be wearing no polo shirt.
Yeah, I'm like, Dad.
No, you're going to wear like, you know what I mean?
What, like a vintage rock,
like a vintage, like made-worn shirt, right?
Yeah.
Ripped up shorts.
You want to make it that old? Like Mr. Miyagi age?
Yeah, because I don't think that they go. I don't think they, because it's like when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I go, oh, I don't ever want to be 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm 50 now. It's fine. You don't think I go to the mall and kids look at me like.
So when did you start notice people looking at, the younger people looking at you differently? Like,
oh, they call me sir. Excuse me, sir.
And I go, what?
Sir, out of the way, sir.
Oh,
and they go by, and then they'll go, they'll like, look at me, and then they'll whisper each other and giggle.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm just walking.
Yeah.
And I just go, oh, I'm old. Even like, even if I was single, I don't know, who am I going to, because have you seen 50-year-old women?
Oh, let's they, play they, that. Let's play that out.
Hair, you know what I mean?
So, but you would date. Yeah, you would have to date someone from 35 to 45, like, years old.
But I, on Tinder, I would lie.
It's Tinder's different now. I'm just like, it's not. It's a.
I'll go to Raya.
What's it? What is that? Raya? I keep hearing this freaking. What is Raya?
Raya
it's
is
for
a
like the
app.
Superstars and actors.
No, but like, like.
What is Raya?
TikTok,
explain
TikTok stars.
They're on Raya.
Yeah, there's like.
But you know, I was on King of the Sting, and they're saying one of their producers was saying, that you need to be invited. You no, not an, anyone can sign up.
I know.
So how does that work?
I don't know. I've never been on Raya, but I'm just saying I'm pretty sure that I would be able to get in because I know dudes that are like way below me that are in.
Yeah. So right. Explain. It's a dating app?
It's a dating app. And have then, you heard of Raya? Yeah.
So yeah. Why, what makes Raya different than Tinder?
I don't know, dude. I've never been on it, but I just assume that it's like, it's like, so women would be like, yeah, he's 50, but you know what I mean? I'm a YouTube star, so I want to date, you know what I mean?
Right.
A comedian, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But I just think that, you know what? If Kalila left me, I think that's it.
What do you mean?
No more.
You'd be like just alone?
I don't want to compromise.
What do you mean by that, man?
Like it's movie night and they go, "It's my turn to choose." Right? And I want to be able to from now on, not with Kalila, but the next girlfriend, I go, "Nah."
What do you mean?
I don't get to choose? No, you don't get to choose. Well, I want to watch this. I want to watch The Crown, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, here's your iPad. I'm going to watch this. Or when we go to eat. You know, last night we had steak, and you know it's clogging me up.
Yeah.
Let's go to like Veggie Grill. I'll go to Morton's. You go to Veggie Grill.
So you would make
no more compromising.
No, you would call all the shots.
Yeah, and I don't think any girl would want to do that.
No.
You have to compromise in a relationship.
You've been together what, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
What the? I really want to thank you guys for introducing me to.
Dad died.
Oh yeah, so that day, first of all, waking up to mom walking up the steps was the most.
What steps?
The stairs up to tell y'all, Papa, you know, like.
No, she didn't.
She was moaning. She was, you know, we have to go to the nursing home.
I thought she was already there.
No, we drove together. See, you were.
I was.
You don't even remember the event.
I was high.
So tell me how, when did you.
Before.
But what do you mean before that night? Like
no, when my mom said we were in L.A. and mom's what?
No. I want to know that morning.
Mom said, Dad is in hospice. Then I went and I went to this place, a weed store, and I got like $300 worth of gummies.
How did you, didn't we fly there?
Yeah, so I had the gummies in a different gummy package. I transferred the gummies. Into like a Z-Quil, you know what I mean, package, like a box. So you thought it was like, you know, melatonin, but it was really filled with marijuana gummies.
Okay.
And so I was high as fuck. So I
on
don't
the
remember.
Plane?
Yeah, man.
So you did it before all the events happened?
Yeah, man. I was high the whole fucking time we were there. So when I guess when mom goes, Dad, you know what I mean? I was just like.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So that whole, it was like a twilight zone to you.
Yeah, and then when Dad took his last breath, I was like, and Mom was screaming.
What were
and
you?
You were like,
oh.
You know what I mean? Doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was just, like, I had sunglasses on. Remember?
Yeah, I know. It was like watching a movie or something.
It was
just,
an out-of-body experience.
Yeah,
was
you were not there. You were watching, observing what was happening.
Yeah, and then, like, the crazy part was, then our Jaganapa, our uncle,
yeah,
was driving from San Diego to Phoenix.
To Gilbert, yeah.
He gets there. My dad already died. He parks. He goes inside the hospice. He looks at my dad's body, and he goes, bye. And he just got back in the car.
No, he did. Dude, that's not how it went. They were there for a couple minutes. They were there for at least 30 minutes.
Then they left.
Yeah, so it was Kunimo.
Wait, she was there?
Not Kunimo.
Chaganoma.
Chaganoma, and then mom's older sister, Kunimo, right?
Yeah.
That was just
horrible. I don't remember.
That was just horrible.
But I didn't cry.
But when
did you notice I didn't cry?
Yeah, I know.
Did you really?
Yeah!
I was just like,
I thought at the time you're just being the stronger older brother, you know. But when did you really? Didn't you break down later,
months later? Months later,
and it just poured out.
Yeah, I think that even if mom died or anyone died, I don't think that even if I wasn't high, I don't think that I would cry right away.
What do you mean?
Because in shocking events, I go through a thing where I get an out of body experience, and I look at everything like I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to explain. It's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm watching myself go through this.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. And it just takes months. And then, like, something will happen where I'll watch a YouTube video where, you know, a little baby gets given a puppy. Right?
Yeah.
And the baby's like, ah! Puppy.
Yeah.
And I'll go, and that's when it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, it comes out in different ways.
I cried. When's the last time you saw the original Rocky?
Oh, my God.
No, because I saw Rocky 2. I saw Rocky 2 the week Dad died, but the original. What? Now, why?
Did you smell it? Did you smell it? Did you smell it?
You know what that
smells? What does it smell like? What does it smell like?
Me in such a bad mood right now.
It did.
I don't know what possessed you to do that.
Sorry.
You know, corn dog on a stick?
Yeah. Hot dog on a stick.
Poo on a stick.
Yeah, poo on a stick. That's what I said.
Dude.
You know what that smelled like?
What?
Your fucking breath. Your breath always smells like that.
No, okay, this is a good segment. Yeah.
Have you ever smelled his breath? It's the worst. Go ahead.
Right, no, I want you. No, you brought it. No, I don't want to. Let's move past that. Let's break that down.
What?
The breath. Because I love, you always bring it every time.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Be completely honest with me. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you brush your teeth when you wake up in the morning?
Yes.
Every morning?
You have to. I do it in the shower because my toothbrush and toothpaste is in the shower.
So you do it in the shower.
Yeah.
Do you brush your teeth every night when you go to bed?
No.
That's when you don't do it.
Yeah.
I know you're missing one of them. You're missing one of them.
So you do that?
No, I brush in the morning and at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in the morning. I don't brush in the morning.
You don't?
No.
Okay, so you brought up my breath. What about your green foot, the fungus foot.
If you go to WikiFeet, it's at the highest level of rating.
Can you display? Hold up, just pull your foot out.
No,
cause dude,
okay,
there's been like it looks like you look like the swamp. There's swamp creatures down
there. Yeah.
When did that start happening in Poway?
The spa.
The Korean spa.
Yeah.
Oh, cause the ground. No
shit.
It's not sanitized.
It's not, yeah. It's a spa. And I started getting itchies in between the toes.
In between the toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would scratch with my finger like this.
Yeah.
I get addicted to the smell.
What is it about us that we like?
We love the smell.
This is the thing.
We love the smell.
We
love smells. We love smells.
We love, no, not good smells.
Bad smells.
Bad smell. Pound you for that. I've always been that way.
Me too.
You remember in high school before my matches, I went like this?
Yeah.
It wasn't this that I was, why I did it.
What were you smelling?
It was the saliva from this. Then I go like this and smell it.
No, you would do this first.
Watch what you're about to say. Think about it.
I already know.
Okay.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, well, this is eighth grade, ninth grade. When I started wrestling in sixth grade.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Before you bit and smelled your thumb, right? Was your thumb in a different area of your body? Be honest. I think you're missing a step.
No.
You're
telling
me
before a wrestling match, I would go like this and jam it up my ass?
Let me say something else. Ask you this. Do you cup your farts?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no?
I don't cup them with my hand. I trap them under the... I trap them.
Oh, you take it to another level.
Yeah, I trap it to contain.
Right. Yeah. Why?
It's kind of like a jelly bean jar.
Yeah.
Where you trap it and then you close it and it's like now and later, like the candy now and later. You can smell some now, save some for later.
Oh, I see. Now and later.
Now and later fart smell. Yeah.
What is that about smells?
I think it has to do with our heritage, like some Korean cultural thing.
No, we're just nasty.
What?
We're nasty. It has nothing to do with heritage.
I want to segue because I never have.
You go from topic to topic.
Have I? You want to stick with your foot? I didn't think. See, that's the thing. I don't like, you know, if it makes you uncomfortable talking about your feet.
I'm willing to talk about anything with you.
Okay.
All right. So it started with between my toes, and I would smell it, right? And then it spread into the balls of my feet.
Yeah.
And then just spread the whole foot.
Wow.
Right? And late at night, Kalila is going to bed, and she hears this. Me scratching my foot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can I smell it real quick?
No.
Let me smell it.
I don't think you'd smell anything.
Or take off your right foot.
All right.
Okay, here. Right. Just put your... I'm going to...
Between the...
Wait.
Between the toe sack, though. Between the toes. Nothing.
Oh, God.
Nothing, right?
It smells just like nothing, like sweat.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It smells like nothing.
Nothing.
There you go.
So you did get... You did fix them. You went to a foot doctor.
I put stuff in there.
What'd you put in there to kill?
Tea tree oil and stuff like
that. Oh, so you do natural. That's how you cured it. Natural.
What do you talk about with other people like this?
I get with you because it's like I know you so well.
Yeah.
That it's kind of hard to like, with other guests. I'm just like, okay, so how did you get into this?
It's so hot in here.
Is it really?
Don't you think?
Is it hot in here?
Yeah. You have no aircon?
I like it so hot.
Why?
You know what? I'm like mom in that way. You know how mom... No, but remember, you guys used to fight about the AC at...
Yeah.
I think I'm becoming like mom now.
So you don't have air conditioning?
I put on the heater.
In the summer? It's global war. It's the hottest it's ever been on planet Earth.
I like it so... I don't know why I like it so hot.
Wow.
Are you feeling the heat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my...
It's a sweatshop in here, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So you and...
Did you see Quiet Place too?
No. You want to do a quick movie? Hey, let's talk about that.
Do you
the first one was great. I like
the first one.
The
second one was better.
No.
Masterpiece. That's Eric Griffin.
It's better than the first one?
Masterpiece.
In what way? Is that first one was so good? It was so
The
unique.
Second one is so good?
No.
Yeah, you'll push pause and you'll walk away from it.
What?
Not in a bad way.
But
you go, oh, this is too crazy. I got to back out. In fact, when I was watching,
when did you watch this? Is it out? Is it on HBO? Like, how do I watch
it? It's just out on streaming.
Streaming.
Yeah.
I could buy it.
I have Paramount Plus, but you can buy it as well.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy it on iTunes.
So is it, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about the first one, this family had to be very quiet. There's no dialogue, and they had to tiptoe. So where does it pick up? Like, what's the second story about?
Now the family needs to be loud.
What?
Yeah.
So
they got it wrong. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The first one, they're tiptoeing everywhere.
Now they clang things up and they have drums and they just make things loud.
No.
Yeah.
So what is this? Is it?
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's quiet still.
Yeah, I know. Okay. See, with you, I just don't know. I can't know. Yeah, Quiet Place. Why would they call you that? You're like confusing me. Okay, so it's not a loud place.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick up the story of where we ended on the first one. Where did it end? I hadn't seen the first one in so long.
The first one, they realized that, I guess they're in some sort of like sound studio, and they figure out a certain noise distracts the creatures.
Yeah.
Right? Through a radio.
Yeah,
you know,
sonar
what I mean?
Or something.
A sonar
thing.
Right? So... That's what starts. Quiet Place 2 starts in the past.
Oh, so it's a prequel.
The first bit of it is a prequel.
Yeah.
And then it goes to present time.
Mm-hmm.
Cillian Murphy's in it. Know him?
I know. Probably know his face.
He was Scarecrow in The Dark Knight.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so dude. He plays, I like that guy a lot.
So he's a big part of it.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
It's just the way John Krasinski directed it. It's just the pacing of it's great.
Yeah.
The scares are like unique. I love when they go back to the deaf girl's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about you, because you're such a, a movie head, like, it takes a particular movie for you to really like it, like Hereditary. Not every, yeah. A lot of people don't like that movie.
Those
I love it.
I call dumb. I call them dumb.
But what is it about Hereditary? Because you really talked about that for like
again,
years.
Again, it's atmospheric, and
yeah,
there's a sense of dread from the first frame.
Right.
And I thought it was acted brilliantly.
Yeah.
And I even liked the supernatural parts of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The King Payman stuff and all
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
The story behind
the symbols.
The symbol, the symbolism.
Yeah, and all that
yeah.
stuff. I thought it was, I thought there was a scene in the movie that was, so there was a still shot. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the movie that was so haunting and shocking.
Yeah.
I just thought, it's just when you reveal certain things as
yeah.
a director and how you pace it, I really respect.
So some similar to like M. Night.
I thought Black Widow was good.
Was that good?
Yeah. I thought it was really good. Yeah.
Are you going to watch Candyman in a
yeah.
few weeks?
Yeah, yeah. I'll watch Candyman.
Because, you know, Jordan, I think Jordan.
Produced
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still talk to Jordan? Like,
I talked to him about a month ago.
What's it like for you? Because you were there. I remember I was just talking to someone about this. Jordan never used to not have a car.
Yeah.
I used to see him. I kid you not.
Me too.
You know that local Hawaiian Uno chicken place?
yeah,
one
yeah.
time I was just in there.
Yeah.
You know me. I was really on a budget.
Yeah.
And Jordan just walks.
yeah, yeah.
He used to go to that place.
I know. He used to get high and just kind of walk down the streets.
Yeah, so he used to walk to, like, Mad TV.
Yeah, he used to walk there, yeah.
So is he still the same Jordan?
No.
He's at a different...
He hangs out with Oprah.
Really?
Yeah.
So...
He hangs out with the elite.
So Jordan's, like,
next
Spielberg.
Level. Even
like,
when it's so funny.
Like, he's up the highest level in Hollywood you could be.
Yeah, when you talk to him, it's, like, different. Like, before, like, you know...
Because he talked about Morrowind with you.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
he got you into Morrowind?
He got me hooked into RPGs, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, even talk to him on the phone, it's a different level of... You know what I mean? We don't talk about, like...
Video games.
The cool kind of toy that's out, or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or what's new at Hot Topic.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's more like...
business.
Yeah, come on in, let's... Pitch me something or whatever. It's
yeah,
business.
It's
more business.
Oh
yeah.
My God. How did he make that leap to just, you know?
I don't know, man. I have fucking no idea, man.
It just happened.
He's always. Because
Keegan had that amount of talent too, because I still watch Key and Peele sketches.
Yeah.
Keegan was very talented too.
Those guys were so gifted on that show on Mad
I
TV.
I know. I used
Mad
to.
TV.
I just remember being in the background just watching you guys.
Yeah.
And they would riff.
Yeah, they were.
They would
amazing.
Come up with sketches just like that.
Yeah, I would. You know, it was. You know, I've had a. You know, if looking back at my life, I had a really good life and a really good career in terms of like.
Yeah.
You know. What I've seen, what I've been able to do.
Yeah.
And. This has been a really good year for me.
In what ways? Just you've done.
I did
a lot.
The movie.
We can't talk about that, can we?
I could do a little talk about the
okay,
movie.
Okay, so just once you mentioned...
I was in a movie called Borderlands. It's coming out in the summer. You know, it has Kevin Hart, Jack
mm-hmm.
Black, Cate Blanchett, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And I was in Hungary for a couple of months shooting that.
What was that experience like?
It was amazing. I'd never been on a set that big.
I mean, didn't you say you were kicking it with them, like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
And they would
with
leave
the
you gifts
King.
And stuff? And...
Oh, yeah. It was really nice. And then I just did Sex in the City.
Was that fun there?
Yeah, it was fun.
Is that still a thing?
They're doing a new show, yeah. But, you know, I did my scenes with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
And I never, you know, it's so funny when you're on a show like that. Since I'm not let, you know, I know what it is. I know who she is. I
yeah.
know that it's a big cultural thing.
Yeah.
But it's not something that, I think I saw the first season when it first came out.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where I never thought that I would ever be on that show. You know what I mean? But. You know, I was in New York doing it.
That's amazing. And then you're going back to Hawaii.
And then I have another show that I'm doing called Reservation Dogs, that Taika Waititi.
Who's that? What's that?
It's a show about a bunch of Native American kids
mm-hmm.
on a reservation in Oklahoma and
oh,
their
dope.
Antics.
Yeah.
I play the local doctor.
Oh, that's so dope.
And then next week I do Magnum again.
So
my 10th episode. So it's like... So I've been able to do like a lot of like little weird parts.
Does that make you happy?
Or, it does. I
mean, it does?
Yeah.
So what will make you even happier
doing
it?
That's it. This is it.
That's the pinnacle.
I think what I have right now is perfect.
Because you have the podcast thing going.
I have two podcasts. I've got a girlfriend. I've got a house. Yeah. I've got
seven animals.
I have everything that I need. Yeah. You know, when I do stand-up on the road in January, it'll sell out.
You know what? You know, because you
good. So it's like I'm right exactly where I want to be. If I get bigger, I don't think I want to.
Right. Like, what's bigger than that? Steven Yeun, right? He's the big. That's
well, I don't have that kind of talent.
He's very handsome.
He's so talented.
He's handsome too.
Yeah. But but you know what? I think I've proven to myself, that I can do a variety of things and pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. I don't want to talk about.
Okay. All right. No, we don't have to. I wanted to talk about finally. I had never watched the show Alone, the Survivalist show.
Yeah.
I'm captivated, man.
You saw all of them?
I saw. Okay, so the last season before this latest season.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the guy that won. His wife was Asian. He's the guy.
That was 3 seasons ago.
I know, but I remember seeing that, like, because I remember him killing like a Wolverine or something, and I'm like,
he killed a Wolverine, but he killed also that moose or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of fat in the moose. That's why I learned.
Yeah.
From the show.
What is it about that show that like captivates you?
Because we wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, so let's play this. How long do you think you could survive in the Arctic?
You?
Oh, a day.
Oh, we would last 3 days.
I don't think so.
If it's televised. If it's televised.
No. Would be so cold, I would be like, dude, I'm done. Like, I wouldn't know how to make, you know, like the fire starter. I wouldn't know how to make the fire.
Some of these people take classes before, right?
Yeah, survivalist classes.
Yeah, so we'll take a survivalist class.
Yeah.
And figure out how to make a fire. If we do the two-man brother thing, right? We would get a fire going, right? Now we get diarrhea from the water. We get diarrhea for sure.
I don't know if I could eat a squirrel or.
Oh, you'd be able to eat a squirrel.
Or a rabbit.
Yeah.
I would. You know what?
I would eat the skin. I think you would eat the skin up the bottom of my left foot. And I could peel away chunks of it.
Would you fish?
And we'd grill it.
Yeah. I would fish. I thought about it. I would just do fishing.
You're not going to be a fish, baby.
What do you mean, baby? I could do the net.
You don't know how to fish.
No, because they just put the net out.
You're not. Yeah, but it's like you have to make the net.
Oh, I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
How do they figure out how to do the cross-hatching?
Take the classes, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
So you would last 3 days.
It would take
days.
Us a week to make the net. By that time, we'd be already quit.
Yeah, I would die.
Yeah, yeah. But if let's suppose, would you be able? How long would you be alive if you knew that our lives really depended on it?
If we
that you couldn't quit. How long do you think you could last?
I would need I would have to learn how to trap like those the snares. I would have to figure out how to do, you know, figure out how to set those traps. You know how they catch the rabbits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's another thing. I would even if I caught it, I don't. You know how they know how to skin it and what organs. You know, I don't. Wouldn't know.
If
how
I
to
saw
do.
A rabbit trapped in a trap,
what would you do?
I'd feel so bad. I'd try to give it CPR. I would breathe it and do the chest compressions, right?
But if you were hungry.
Still, I think I'd
feel guilty. Talking about North Korean hungry, like you haven't eaten in like a month.
A North Korean hungry.
Yeah,
huh?
Like where they're like hunting rats.
But I wouldn't know what parts to eat. Do you?
That's what I'm saying is did you see that one? She caught something. I think it was a porcupine, but the liver had spots.
Yeah, yeah, you couldn't eat that.
You
can't eat that. And I wouldn't know that, so I'd eat the spots. Right,
you and I would
know anything different.
Yeah, right.
And we'd argue about how much spot. I want the bigger spots. I'm the one that caught it. And then you would get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We would eat it. And we'd probably die.
So you would need to get fat, right? That's what I learned. I know that the people
you need fat.
You need fat to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a porcupine, like how do you skin a porcupine?
I don't know how. I don't know how to catch it.
I wanted that lady. What's her name? Callie. I wanted the. Is her name Callie?
Yeah.
I wanted her.
She
to
knows.
Win.
You know, we direct message her.
No.
On Instagram.
The contestant.
Yeah.
The finalist.
Yeah, the blonde haired girl.
So what do you think of? What'd you think about the ending? Like the way, because she had.
I don't remember. I've seen every episode.
No. She had frostbite on her toe.
That's right.
It was her and that other dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And she could have won.
She could have won. Yeah.
So what did you do when you messaged her? What did you say to her? We're fans.
I go, if you're ever in LA, can you do our podcast? She's like, yeah, I never go out there, but if I'm ever there, I'll, you know what I mean? I always reach out to, like, anyone
yeah,
I see.
How do you guys find these people?
You like, go, you direct message them on, because I'm verified.
Yeah. Oh,
right,
yeah.
So, you know, maybe she sees it that I have a blue check.
Yeah, just, yeah.
They always respond. Like, I got, a couple of voice contestants.
You did?
Yeah. You know, scary pool party. You know what I mean? I've asked him. He's like, I don't know if it's my thing. Yeah, but I always reach out to.
I was jealous about Joey Santiago.
Why? You could probably have him on.
From the Pixies?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one that introduced me to that band.
Yeah.
And throughout the years, I'm like, oh, this is the best band ever.
Yeah.
There's something about.
Something about their first four albums.
Frank Black. You know, something like something Doolittle about, and Surfer. Yeah. You introduced
me. But the
whole
album's good if you listen to beginning to
which
end.
Which one? Surfer Rosa?
All of them.
Doolittle. Well, I mean, what's the best album from the pick? Like,
I think Doolittle. But I think Surfer Rosa, there's a tie there.
Do you remember we saw him in concert?
Yeah.
Dude, goosebumps.
I know.
I was just like.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, you know, he's done
it. Is he like a normal, like...
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. I've had Paul Banks, too, from Interpol, the singer.
I mean, how'd you...
I played Santa Claus.
What?
So 91X goes...
Explain, they don't know what 91X
is. 91X
is
a radio station in San Diego from where
San
we're
Diego, from.
From
the 80s
So
and
one 90s. Year they go, you want to play Santa Claus?
Yeah.
I go, where? At our Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
So who's playing? They go, Billy Idol.
He's still alive?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
okay. Interpol.
Blink
Alt J.
Blink
182. Oh, is that Alt J? No. Yeah, Alt. I don't know.
Yeah.
But a bunch of bands were playing.
Yeah.
And I went up on stage as a Santa Claus with a beard.
Yeah.
I go, ho, ho, ho. And I gave people gifts and stuff in the audience.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there was a ping pong table in the back.
Of course.
And Paul Banks walks up to me and he goes, hey, dude, you play ping pong?
I don't think he realized how good we grew up with ping pong.
I looked in this little guy's eyes and I go, I'll beat you.
Yeah.
He goes,
yeah.
No, you won't.
We trained as
kids. I go, let's go.
We had battles.
Me and Paul Banks.
Yeah, we'd have battles.
Now, I couldn't breathe because I smoke and I'm fat, right? But, you know, so he let me have my little breaks.
Yeah.
But he couldn't at the end of the day.
He whooped his ass.
No, I think it was 2-1, 2-1.
Yeah, but dude, we grew up with a ping pong table. Remember the battles in the garage?
You've thrown ping pong tables, the paddles in our faces. We get rageful.
Oh, we'd break paddles.
Yeah. We got
real competitive at night.
Yeah. Dad used to play with us sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
What do you miss about him?
You know what I miss about Dad is just his. Because I think about as kids, he did some funny shit. Like, remember he would cook his own like weird steak.
Yeah, I remember
onion thing.
We lived in Minnesota. We would wrestle.
No, I didn't wrestle. But oh, you wrestled Dad
when we were kids. He would just come downstairs in our basement.
Yeah.
And we used to roll around with him in the basement. I remember one time he took me to the park. Mom made him, like, you got to, you know, do something with your kids. So he brought me to the park. He didn't know what to do. We just sat on a park bench.
In Edina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. And I was maybe 6 years old.
Yeah.
It was just me. And I felt bad because he didn't know what to do as a dad. So we just sat on a bench.
You remember that?
Yeah. Because I remember leaving my jacket there.
Yeah.
And him yelling at me afterwards.
Oh, that I don't... How do you remember that?
I remember little moments like that. I remember, like... Here's another moment. It had nothing to do with Dad. But I remember... I was in fifth grade, maybe, or fourth grade. And there was a girl that lived next door to us that I used to shame.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it.
Wait, in fifth grade?
In Minnesota.
This is Minnesota.
Maybe earlier.
Yeah.
And I used to, when she used to walk by my desk, I used to go, fatty. Like the real mean.
Yeah.
You mean you fatso?
Yeah.
And I remember the teacher going, "That's it."
To you?
To me. And he brought me in front of the class, and he goes, he starts shaking me, and he goes, "You're ugly. You wouldn't amount to anything. You're a piece of, you know what I mean? Garbage.
You're a kid."
I know, but I was shaming him, so he wanted to show me what it felt like.
Right.
But the shame of the kids
looking at you,
looking at me, I stopped doing it.
Oh, so you?
It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Because
I remember hearing a rumor. The reason I did that because I heard a rumor that she microwaved a kitten, but then it turned out it was wrong.
She did not.
Years later, I found out. I mean, a year later, I found out. No, that's just a rumor.
What if we stayed in Minnesota?
Oh my God.
Let's play that out. We stayed in Edina.
Well, what if mom and dad had us in Korea? Let's play that out. What would we do?
Oh, I'd be working at some convenience store. I would be doing something hard labor. I would be doing something
that
I did not want to do.
I'd be carrying something on my head. Just back and forth to two different locations.
Yeah.
And just walking like this. You know what I mean? I just know that.
God, did you even imagine when you went to La Jolla Comedy Store and started doing comedy that you'd end up like doing this, all this other stuff?
No.
So you're living a dream.
No, I mean, I was, you know, it was 23 and I didn't know what else to do with my life. I didn't, you know, and then it's like, I just remember maybe a couple of months into doing stand up, I got a job at this comedy store as a doorman.
Yeah.
And I just remember watching like real headliners over the weekends, in the weekends.
Like, give me an example.
Like Pauly Shore.
Or Damon Wayans or something?
No, Carlos Mencia would come down a lot. And Pauly would come down a lot on the weekends and do weekends there. And I remember going up to both. I don't know how it happened, but them talking to me like.
And you were the doorman.
Yeah, but I also would perform and do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I remember them giving me advice like, you know what I mean? You got to be more clearer or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I remember also them going, Carlos and Pauly going, there's something about you. You got to keep going. So that's the thing that.
Oh, they encouraged you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Pauly's helped you a lot, huh?
Oh, my God. So much.
I just remember an early memory, like in La Jolla, he was on the beach.
Yeah. I remember
that. And then he goes, hey, go get me some water, buddy.
Yeah. I remember that.
And I just remember like you. Like, you talking to Pauly, I'm like, oh, like, he's friends with it? Like,
yeah.
They're the cool like that?
Well, I was his opener, right? So it's like, he just called me 2 days ago. He's in Vegas right now. But it's like, yeah, we still have, you know, he always says I love you and stuff. So it's nice.
Yeah. And then, were you close to Mitzi as well? Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember meeting her for the first time.
I remember in the.
Bringing me, get him closer.
In the kitchen. In the kitchen, right?
Come closer.
In the kitchen of the comedy store.
Come closer.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah. She wanted to get you a job.
Does he have a job?
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
oh. Yeah.
Can I tell you something that's, because I, you know, you.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah. Where are you going? Okay, so I'm about to bring the next segment I'm about to bring up, because he brought up 91X and, you know, memories from Poway, and I'm going to bring up, because I always bring this guy up. He is the lead singer of Blink-182, Tom DeLonge. Can I ask you something? That's one guest I don't think you could get. Because you know I went to high school with Tom, right? Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, I know.
We used to skateboard, and I've been trying for 5 years. So
would you be mad if I got him?
Yeah,
first?
I wanted to play that out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you guys reached out to him and he did yours.
Yeah.
I would lose my shit. I would lose.
But do you want me to try?
Yeah, I think I want you to.
All right, I'll get him. I'll get him first.
You get him first.
Yeah. And then have him not, because has Esther done yours yet?
No.
Yeah, so.
No.
Yeah.
And negative.
So Esther prevents
negative.
Esther, even though I see she comes over twice a week, I just want to say here directly, I know, dude, he's going to have a fucking meltdown if you don't do his fucking podcast.
You know, at this point, why is that? I mean, is it, does she not like me? I've always been nice to her.
She's busy.
I know she's busy. A lot of other people are busy too.
Yeah.
Sasha Grey had time to do this.
Santino did.
Santino had time to do this. Who else did it? Eric Griffin has time to do this. Theo has done this. A lot of Margaret Cho has done this. I could go down the list. Why her? Why won't she?
She will after she listens to this.
Everyone, this is a call to action.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You have to do a call to action.
Okay, guys. This is a call to action.
Maybe it's too hot in here.
I know. I'm sweating, too. It's so hot. It's like
so
a
hot in here.
Okay, this is a call to action. I want y'all to do this. Contact Esther Pavitsky and just...
flood her shit.
Flood her Instagram.
This could backfire.
What do you mean?
This could irritate her.
What do you mean?
It might irritate her.
Well, do it in a gentle way.
Don't do it in an aggressive way. Like,
yeah.
You fucking, you know what I mean? No, just no, go, do you know, that. We love you, Esther.
Just say this. I would love to see you on the Stevie Weeby show.
That's all.
That's it.
That's it.
Emojis or don't do any of that.
Yeah.
How do we get Tom? How would you get, hold up, let's play that out. How would you get Tom DeLong?
I'm going to get him right now.
Dude, this is gonna bother me so bad.
I'm gonna get you right. I'm gonna get him right now.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get a heart attack if you get him like with one message.
Yeah.
I even reached out to Rich Salo. You know my buddy, my wrestling team. I try to go through Rich. I try to hit up to the Stars Academy. You know what I mean? Because he's a part of that like that whole alien whatever group or that nonprofit thing that he's a part of. I try to do everything.
Tom DeLong, here we go. Tom DeLong.
Oh, if you get Tom. On one message.
Hey, dude.
Read it to the thing. Like,
I will. Hey, dude.
Okay.
Sup.
Okay. Hey, dude. What's up?
Sup.
Okay. Because if he does yours.
We both grew up in Poway.
Okay.
In Poway.
Yeah. I would literally. I would lose my mind.
A really big fan.
Okay. Don't go get crazy on me now. Just, you know, just send the message.
But hold on. Big fan. I'd love to have you.
On my podcast?
On my podcast, Tiger Belly.
Okay. And let's keep up with this story as far as if it progresses. Okay.
I said.
Okay, read it out loud.
Tom DeLong can't receive your message. They don't allow new message requests from anyone.
I told you.
Here's another way.
No, there's no other way.
There's another way.
How? You going to hit his manager up?
No.
There's no other way. He's not going to do it. And if he does, I'm going to lose my mind. That's when I die. I'm going to lose my mind.
Can you do my podcast? I'm going to comment.
Oh, and people are going to see that.
Yeah.
You think that's going to work?
I think so.
He's going to see that, right?
Love you. Love you so much. Love you so much. Me.
This is going to start
a war. May true happiness.
Dude, don't go overboard, dude.
May true happiness grant you. No. May true happiness what?
May true happiness.
May true happiness be in your life or something.
Be in your life.
May true happiness bless you.
May true happiness bless you. Bless you, dear.
Poway High alumni Bobby Lee.
Poway High. Poway rules.
Poway rules. Okay.
I just did it.
Okay.
So, hey, Tom, can you do my podcast, Tiger Bay? I love you so much. May true happiness bless you. Poway rules.
All right. So, do you think he's going to respond to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. So it's
my mission.
What?
To get him before you. It's my mission.
That if this happens or when
it'll be funny.
When this happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my mind.
It'll be funny. You'll laugh.
No. I'm not going to laugh because I've been really. How many times have I brought this up? I bring it up every time I'm on a podcast.
Will you get guests I can't get?
Who? What? You've got. What do you mean? Who?
What about that girl you just had that's dumbfounded?
Oh, friend, yeah. Steffi. Partner. Yeah, Steffi.
I can't get her.
Yeah, you're right. I have.
There's
like
some people that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
We're down to the last 5 minutes, right? 10 minutes. Let's. What else do you want to talk about? There's so much to talk about. What you ask me?
Well, you're struggling for a conversation.
No, I'm just saying, like, because I haven't talked to you in so long. Like, as far as
what's
did
your
you
problem?
Did you think? Because you've seen me.
No, don't listen. Let it breathe.
Okay.
Sometimes you can edit these, and you know what I mean.
No, I don't edit.
What do you mean?
I'm just gonna.
You've never edited these.
No, I match the audio, and that's
okay. I'm
going to
show you a photo that's going to trigger you, but you can't tell anyone what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
This is what you're doing?
Yeah. Look.
I've worked a lot of really shitty jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Did that trigger you?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Fat Sal's, Jamba Juice, IHOP.
We've talked about
PF
this.
Chang's.
No,
I mean, but no. What are your thoughts? Because I'm happy right now in my life.
I am so fucking proud of you because
you know I'm doing with my brother.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you because
this is what I like.
For many, many years, you know, obviously being your older brother, I get worried.
Mm-hmm.
And
I haven't asked you for money in a long time, right?
No, years.
It's been years, right?
Years since you've asked me for anything. And
I used to steal money from your piggy bank, by the way.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Here's how I know you're doing well.
Yeah.
Okay. I was at the Comedy Store a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say who it was, but this big time manager.
Yeah, talk about
so
this.
This big time comedy manager who reps legitimate people.
Like, give me an example. Who?
No, because then I don't want people to know who it is.
Right.
He just kind of comes up behind me and he goes, "So," I go, "What's up?" He goes, "Your brother, huh?"
He said it like that?
And I go, "What happened to my brother?" And he goes, "No, he's just funny, just not in your kind of way. But he has his own thing." Mm. And I go, "Oh, thank you." And he goes, "Nah, I mean, just... he's a funny guy, huh?"
He said it like that.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
I go, "Yeah, he's really funny." And he goes, "Yeah, just he has his own specific thing." You know what I mean? He just keeps talking about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, in my heart, I was like, I'm so glad this is happening because.
But what does that mean?
Because.
What does that really mean?
I'll tell you what it means. What it means is that your work and your persona and what you're doing is paying off.
Finally.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you're not making Bert Kreischer money on podcasts, but I believe, though, that in time you will or you can.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
We're already seeing a little bit of a trajectory with Scissor Bro.
It takes some time.
How long does it take a podcast?
It took Bad Friends a year to get the kind of money that we thought we deserved.
A whole year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And now we look at, you know what I mean?
The analytics.
Analytics and the finances and all that stuff and our merch and all that stuff. And it makes sense.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
But it took a year. It took Tiger Belly 4 years.
To get to where you're
at? To get to a point where we're like, oh, okay, we're now making some money.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it takes a while. But I think that because it's you're gonna gain fans, especially the kind of show that you guys do, lighting your balls on fire and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I think that stuff is
people like it. It's kind of like Jackass.
Yeah, but it's weird. You know what I mean?
Like
even
Sesame
your little
Street.
Weird thing when you're doing your psychedelic, you know, voice.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's weird stuff. Yeah.
What are you doing though?
Yeah. Do weird stuff like that. Yeah.
I laughed at that because you know, there's not a lot of people that make me truly laugh. I think I've had the most in terms of what are you doing?
I'm stretching.
Yeah. In terms of like not on podcast but in moments in my life.
Oh,
I've
had some
you and I've
moments.
had.
Do you remember in Koreatown where they made those little fishes
waffle fish things? Yeah. So we went to it's not going to make anyone laugh,
but it was funny for us.
There's two Frosties too.
Yeah, tell them the story and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay, so yeah. There's this weird Korean mall, and there's this coffee shop there that
in the
obviously
mall,
they
in
have
the mall.
In the basement, where they make They have, you know, on a paper thing. We make, you know what I mean? Fish waffles.
Yeah, like fish waffles.
Right.
Like, look like
so my brother and I,
fish.
My brother and I are like,
let's get some.
Let's get some. And then they toiled.
Explain what that means.
It's a whole to do in their faces that when they go, oh, so they have to go get the batter. They have to mix it, right? They have
it's
to pour.
Their attitude.
It's their attitude, right?
Like I don't want.
I don't want to be doing this, but like no one ever orders this, right?
Yeah.
So it was like a total toil. So it, you know, and you're as a customer, you're watching them go through all these motions.
It happens in the service industry.
You and I will always laugh at service industry stuff. And then
they
finally, it took 20 minutes.
Oh, she had to get on the ladder.
Yeah, get on a little ladder. Yeah, yeah, pour this thing.
It was a
big
shit show.
Right, and
she, sweating.
She makes it.
Sweating.
She makes it. We grab it. We take a bite into it. It's terrible.
We throw it away.
We throw it away. But then we decided to do.
No, we walked out of the mall, and then we had a meeting, and they go, we go, we should order more.
Yeah.
We go back.
So that she'd have to go through this process
the
again.
Process.
Again. And another thing we did.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other one was, you know how like there's El Pollo Locos, but then some of them have like Foster's Freeze.
No, it was at Wendy's.
Oh, it was at Wendy's? It was
and they have a Foster's those Frosties.
Yeah.
We went into a Wendy's to get a Frosty.
Yeah.
Same thing. They toiled.
Yeah.
Right.
No, hold on. With this one, they did the soft serve, and it was dripping on their hand.
Yeah,
and
they
had
hated
this glove,
it.
And you could tell they didn't like
they didn't
making
like it.
These.
So we took a bite, we threw it away, we got back in line, and we kept ordering it. But here's what I did with Kalila.
What'd you do?
And if I was with you,
what would happen?
You and I would be dying laughing.
What happened?
But with her, I didn't have that moment.
Oh, okay.
It was a fight.
What happened?
So we were in one of the islands in Hawaii, and we're at a hotel called The Prince.
Yeah.
And they have this long kind of cul-de-sac driveway in front of the, right, where you go in a circle in front of the hotel.
Right. Like
it's very long.
For the valet?
For the valet, right?
Right.
So I got in the car. So when you go around, you can just go onto the main street.
Yeah.
Or you can go continue in the circle. Right.
Yeah.
So I picked up the car, and I go. She goes, "Where are you going?" I go, "I gotta wave to the guys, to the valet."
Yeah.
So we went by the valet, and I went. Right.
Yeah.
And the valet, they wave. Right.
Yeah.
I did it 12 more times, but by the fourth time, Glenn is screaming at me. And by the tenth time, when I'm waving, they're just kind of looking at me like I'm on drugs. But I just kept going around.
Why is
but if you but
why,
but
why
if you're with me, if you're with
oh,
me,
I would have done it 100 times.
We would have been.
We would have done it 100.
We would have done it 100 times, and we would have been laughing so fucking hard. We fight the ridiculousness
why?
In behavior.
It's so funny to me. So other people don't think that's funny.
No, but you and I find it to be ridiculously funny. And I told Kalila, I go, you know, if my brother was here, right?
Yeah.
He would. Him and I would be. Dying, laughing,
gut wrenching.
We would have done it probably 50 times.
Oh yeah,
to the point where they'd probably have to stop us and go,
oh,
"You guys
get
okay?"
Mad.
Yeah, yeah. But
we like it when they get mad.
We love it when they get mad. Yeah, yeah. Or even we were one time we were at Tofu House,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a waiter just took our plate and he just like a frisbee threw it on the table.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there.
The beef, right?
Yeah.
And then you and I went outside after we're done eating and just watched that table for like 20 minutes to see if he would do it to somebody else.
Yeah.
We have weird little things
it's
that
so
we do.
Weird.
We have weird things that we do together.
I wonder what that is. I think because I could relate to them in a way.
It's so hot in here.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up.
I mean,
are we good? It's been 10? It's been 10. Let's we're going to do shout outs. Let's plug.
Right, let's keep going.
No, we're done. It's an hour. Dude, we got to go. I want to go to the spa and get things going, right? Okay, so make sure you check out my brother's podcast, Tiger Belly
and Bad Friends.
Do you have any dates your shows?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. Go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. We also have a Patreon for Scissor Bros, patreon.com/ScissorBros. Go to youtube.com/StevieWeeby, StevieWeebyShow.com.
Who fell out?
What do you mean?
I was a fill-in.
It was by accident. I my scheduling got wrong. You know, like the Olympic skateboarding happened, and I met the coach for Utah Origami and Deshaun Jordan. I met Deshaun Jordan.
He won the gold.
I know.
Origami won the gold.
I know. I know.
In fact, Japan yesterday in women's
park. So it was Deshaun. Like I was
women's park
mis-scheduling.
Two of them, first and second, were Japan. It's funny because it's like, you know, Americans. They say this about, like, we invent things, but Japan just makes it better.
Yeah.
That's just like it's skateboarding.
Oh, yeah.
We invented skateboarding, and Japan just perfected it.
Oh, the kid doesn't miss, though.
But the two girls, though, that did park just now, gold and silver, were Japanese.
Yeah, they...
The girl that won street was Japanese.
Do you know what I'm obsessed with? I mean, since you brought up gymnastics.
Yeah.
I mean, gymnastics. That's what I was obsessed
with.
I know, but that's what I'm obsessed
with. Why?
Because there's this Asian, Suni Lee, from the Hmong. She's the first Hmong medalist.
I know she is.
Yeah.
I know who she is.
She stepped up.
She stepped up.
And killed it.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Here's a better one.
What?
There's a swimmer from Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's in Africa.
Okay.
Right? And he barely qualified.
Yeah.
So he was on the eighth lane.
Yeah.
And no one even talked about him. He won the gold. But I know the video of his family watching in Tunisia.
Were they crying?
It's not just crying. It made it seem like they witnessed a homicide.
Like they're
No, it's not even that. What? It was screaming at a level 10 for like 5 minutes.
Oh,
and they're pointing. Yeah, they're pointing at the screen.
Yeah,
and the place is going. Their house is going
crazy.
Crazy, and he even when he wins, he couldn't believe it.
He couldn't believe it.
No.
How did you find that video?
It's on YouTube. It's okay. On NBC, whatever.
I love you so much. You're my brother. Okay, go to Instagram/QUANGOU. Go to Instagram/BobbyLeeLive.
Yeah.
Love you, man. Let's go to the spa.
That's it?
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sand. Stir the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustain. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of thrones delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Lift this way, can deal with shade. A spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal of mail. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Holding proud at your door, venture off like Cousteau. Is there an up or below? Would you get plowed in snow with your